In November 2025, the Trump administration ended 14 years of deportation protections for South Sudanese in the U.S., affecting 5,000 people amid ongoing conflict and famine. This decision marks a stark reversal, impacting thousands who sought refuge from one of Africa's worst humanitarian disasters. South Sudan gained independence in 2011 after decades of brutal conflict, a moment of hope for its people. However, civil war erupted in December 2013, quickly spreading and leading to approximately 400,000 deaths by 2018. Millions were displaced, becoming refugees or internally displaced persons, seeking safety from the widespread violence. Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, provided a crucial lifeline, renewed across multiple administrations, both Democratic and Republican, until now. Temporary Protected Status, TPS, for South Sudan was most recently renewed for 18 months from November 4, 2023 to May 3, 2025, by then DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas under the Biden administration. It was then automatically extended for 6 months through November 3, 2025, after DHS did not complete a required review in time. Yet, the Trump administration claims renewed peace and improved diplomatic relations justify ending the program. This contradicts alarming warnings from the United Nations, which declared South Sudan's political transition is falling apart, with the ceasefire crumbling. The U.S. State Department maintains a Level 4 Do Not Travel advisory for South Sudan, citing persistent armed conflict, crime, and kidnapping. Food insecurity is a brutal reality, with nearly 6 million South Sudanese facing acute hunger as of November 2025. This number is projected to skyrocket to 7.55 million during the lean season from April to July 2026. More than 2 million children under 5 risk severe malnutrition, and 28,000 people face catastrophic hunger with a real risk of famine. The administration offers incentives like free airline tickets and $1,000 exit bonuses, but these cannot change the fundamental reality of returning to a war-torn nation. South Sudan's tragedy is rooted in colonial divisions, where the South was marginalized for nearly a century. This history contributed to the Second Sudanese Civil War, which killed approximately 2 million people. The 2013 to 2018 Civil War created a vast diaspora, with 600,000 refugees and 2.6 million internally displaced people. This policy abandons a diaspora that has contributed significantly to America, with over 94% of TPS holders participating in the labor force. This decision echoes the historical marginalization of black lives and sends a message about how the U.S. government values black people from Africa. This policy defies humanitarian principles amid deteriorating conditions. View the full in-depth story at africanelements.org to learn more and take action.